Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is about Reb Meir of Premishlan. Reb Meir lived on the top of a big hill, and at the bottom of the hill was the mikveh, which he used every day. Now, during the warm weather, it was an easy walk down the hill, but in the cold winter, and it was a very, very cold winter every year, with lots of snow and lots of ice, very few people would ever risk walking down that steep hill to the mikveh. Most people would go around the long way. But Reb Meir always went down the steep hill, even in the middle of the iciest, snowiest weather, and he never slipped. And after a while, people noticed that he was an old man. He was going down this very slippery, icy slope every single morning, and he never slipped and fell. So after a while, people start to say, it's a miracle, it's an ace. Reb Meir, everybody knew Reb Meir of Premishlan was a tzaddik, was a holy person, and they saw this seeming miracle every single day. Well, wherever you have a miracle, until Mashiach comes, you will also have doubters. You also have people that say, no, couldn't be true. And sure enough, there were some young men who doubted, and they said, how could it be that this miracle is actually happening every day? It must be. The Reb Meir has a thin string or wire, and he holds on to it as he goes down the hill. If not, then we could also go down that hill. It must be that there's something there, maybe whatever, and there's a way to do it. We're going to prove that it's not a miracle, that anybody can really do it if they know how to get down the hill the right way. And they tried, and they all went on a very icy day, and they went down the hill, but they did not succeed. They slipped, they fell, and unfortunately, they actually got hurt. So they had to go to the doctor and had to spend a few days or a few weeks in bed. And during that time, Reb Meir himself came to visit them, Bikur Chaylim, to wish them a quick and speedy recovery. So the young man said to Reb Meir, you know that we went down that hill to prove that when you go down, it's not an ace. And we thought we'd be very smart and show how we could do it. But it's obviously very dangerous. How in the world do you, Reb Meir, you're an older man, every day you go down the hill and nothing happens to you? Reb Meir answered, when Reb Meir, I think actually he called himself Meir, when Meir is attached above, he doesn't fall down below. Meaning that because Reb Meir is thinking about Hashem all the time, therefore that keeps him miraculously connected down here and he doesn't slip. And this is true for us also. That is, that even though, of course, we do things according to nature, but at the same time, we should always be attached above. We should always be thinking about how Hashem is really helping us. Just like we lock our doors, but we also have mezuzahs to help protect us directly from Hashem. And a lot of other things that we do that way as well. Yes, according to nature, we do what's the smart thing and the safe thing. But at the same time, we ask Hashem to help us. And this kind of connection to Hashem is what will bring us closer and more quickly to the coming of Mashiach. May it happen immediately, and may all of us do our part of learning more Torah, and do more mitzvahs, doing more goodness and kindness to bring about the coming of Mashiach even quicker. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.